final part of this series on time and on target in this Advent season. I just want to read from the King James what you have before you, verse 6 you have, but I'm going to read also verse 7, in which you don't have, and I'm going to read verse 7 as well. Verse 6 says, "And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father." And verse 7 you don't have, so your listening ears. "Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ." I like to read this from the contemporary English version, and for your hearing. "Children who are under age are no better off than slaves, even though everything their parents own will someday be theirs. This is because children are in the care of guardians and teachers until the time their parents have set. This is how it was with us. We were like children ruled by the powers of this world. But when the time was right, God sent His Son, and a woman gave birth to Him. His Son obeyed the law, so He could set us free from the law, and we could become God's children. Now that we are His children, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, and His Spirit tells us that God is our Father. You are no longer slaves. You are God's children, and you will be given what He has promised." Amen. Amen. And so we look at this subject on time and on target, part 3. As we continue to seek the Lord in this Advent season, we are also tempted by the Xmas challenge that has removed the Christ out of the Word. Due to this, the season has lost its meaning and purpose for many. It has lost its meaning and purpose for what it was intended. This is the buy me, take me home, spend all your money on me season for many. So many tend to forget about and eliminate the concern and even the fear of two young people looking for a safe place to have a child to come into this world. The Christ was rejected by His own creation at His birth, and so many at His death. However, His birth could not be denied because it was appointed. It was the appointed time for such a divine birth to happen. When God called Jesus' birth into existence, it had to be fulfilled because God's word never returns to Him void. Yes, the fullness of time had come to reach to whosoever will, let him come. Why? Because He is the wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. The Gospel according to Matthew's account, chapter 1 and verse 21 in the New King James Version says, And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call His name Jesus, for He will save His people from their sins. Jesus died for the sins of the world. How is this possible? possible, one may ask? Well, Galatians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7 says, "And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ." When God adopted us, and when we became heirs through Christ, all of our sins were forgiven. Old things were passed away. Behold, all things became new. Whatever debt we had to pay, we were free of that debt because we moved from slavery of sin into God's family, fully recognized as adult sons and daughters of God through Christ, no matter the age, young or young at heart. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 15 tells us that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Yes, anyone who comes to God through Jesus Christ becomes a son or a daughter. And God is now Papa, and He is also Daddy. As I have said before, God has blessed us to be somebody. When He saved us, He blessed us to be somebody. Oh, He didn't say you would be nobody. He prepares us, if we listen to Him, He will prepare us to be better than what we have ever been before. He prepares us to be somebody. I don't know about anybody else, but I count myself joy that I am somebody. Oh, you ought to count yourself joy that you are somebody. When God saved your life, He made you somebody. Bible says, and Peter says, that once you were no people, but now the people of God. I'm so glad that I was once no people, but God adopted me, and He adopted you into His family, and He made you somebody. You will, but thanks be to God that the birth of Jesus was on target and on time, and it was on time and on target. The reason why it was, because God knows, hallelujah, God knows all things. God knows you, and God knows me. God knows, hallelujah. I'm so glad He does. The reason why is because God knows when to redeem, and God knows when to esteem. God knows when to justify, and God knows when to satisfy. God knows when to separate, and God knows when to celebrate. God knows when to inspire, and God knows when to hire. God knows when to show up, and God knows when to show out. God knows when to reach in, and God knows when to reach out. God knows when to be here, and God knows when He needs to be there. God knows when to talk, and God knows when to walk. God knows, I know, and know He knows. God knows when to test, and God knows when to give us rest. God knows when to save, and God knows how to make us behave. God knows when to give us an education, and God knows when to bless us with meditation. God knows, our God knows, our God, our God, our God, our God knows, and I'm so glad that He knows. I said God knew just when to send Jesus to save us from our sins. God knew when to send Jesus to adopt us forever. God knows. I like how verse 7 ends. Paul says, through Christ, we have victory. Through Christ, I'm so glad it's through Christ that we became sons and daughters of God the Father. Through Christ, we have power. Through Christ, we have joy. Through Christ, we have peace. Through Christ, we have faith. Through Christ, we have energy. Through Christ, through Christ, through Christ, hallelujah. We have a blessed assurance. Through Christ.